and I was talking about this on a hike this morning about, like, does success and happiness come hand in hand? And is it important to be number one, or what's really important? And I wanted to talk with you about this because you've been so close to being number one. But you've been number two, yes. Which means that's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. How amazing is that, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how did you see it? And do you think your life would have been different if you would have won one of those belts?
Wow, that's a lot. that's some interesting questions. Yeah. Very tough questions. Yeah. I think, man, I guess in regards to success and happiness, I don't think they go hand in hand all the time. And also, we also need to be careful on how we define those things too. Yeah. What you define as success might be my definition, or, you know, what is happiness, or what I think. Having the ability to do what I did for a living, to truly, truly, truly love my job, is a gift. And that's a success story.
Yeah.
Candidly, would I like to be number one? Would I have liked to have been the world champion as opposed to the second best in the world? 100%. Yeah. I mean, that was my goal, truly. When I made that my goal, that's what I wanted to be. And I really felt that I could have achieved that, but I needed more time. I just needed a little bit more time. And I needed for my body to be healthier as well. I had a lot of injuries and stuff like that. But I think that I could also look at it and say, you know what? Maybe I didn't have the maturity. And if I became a world champion, I would have spent all my money and would have made $1 million and then screwed off or partied or I don't know. You know, who knows? I don't think so. But maybe that was my journey. And I think the other thing is accepting your journey and accepting what, you know, if you believe in, you know, whether it's God or the universe or whatever it is, accepting that this is your path and this is what you're meant for. But also believing and keep charging towards that goal. I think failure, true failure, is when you stop trying to get your goal. That's true failure. I think success is continuing to plug away towards that goal, but always making the proper adjustments and listening.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, we look at a certain failure and go, oh, that's it. I can't do it. I'm done. I've done everything. Have you done everything? Have you really done everything? Did you work as smart as you could have? Did you work as hard as you could have? Did you really seek out the help that you needed? Did you go left when you should have gone right? You know, and I think a lot of times we like to blame others or put other situations, oh, I lost because, oh, the referee was terrible. And say, sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it isn't. And we want to put the blame on others instead of looking at ourselves and being honest with ourselves and going, okay, what did I really do? Let me look at this from an outside perspective. Let me step away from my performance or from my failure, take a couple days, and then look at it with a fresh pair of eyes and really analyze this and get feedback. Talk to other people. What did you think? Give me your honest feedback. What can I do better? And I think when you do that, you'll find that maybe you didn't do everything you could have. And I think that's what's so beautiful about the martial arts is that it never changes, right? You have this amazing roundhouse kick, but guess what? I figure it out. Yeah. Ah, now you have to figure something else out to get me or to fake, to then get the roundhouse kick. So martial arts, life, business, whatever it is, it's nonstop if we're doing it right. There is no end. It is constantly evolving. I say this to my students all the time, that martial arts is a living, breathing thing. And living, breathing things are constantly adapting and evolving. It's never there in this one spot and then, okay, it's safe. Yeah. This tree is grown. It's grown to full height. Now it's going to live like this forever. No, it's like, man, the sun goes away. It stops raining. There's always something that happens, right?
It's crazy. And like the samurai say, one day, one lifetime. You know, it can change like this.